Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Luna Love of the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome to Luna Love of the Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and in today's episode, we're discussing the commencement of the astrological new year, the equinox, and the beginning of Aries season. So much to cover, and look, they all start on exactly the same day. This isn't a rare occurrence, this happens every single year. This year, it's happening on March 20 in the Southern Hemisphere and March 19 in the Northern Hemisphere. Let's start with the equinox and the significance of such an event. If you're doing celestial storytelling with me, we have just learnt about the equinoxes and how they occur when the ecliptic crosses the equator. In the Southern Hemisphere, we're experiencing the autumn equinox. And in the Northern Hemisphere, you guys are going to be experiencing the spring equinox. Because the equinox occurs when the sun is directly in line with the equator, we experience an equal amount of day and night. From a spiritual and energetic perspective, it symbolizes a balancing of polarities, an opportunity for masculine and feminine, light and dark, yin and yang, to unite as one. There's no division. The equinox gives us, as humans, the ability to find balance within ourselves. And this can be emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, and energetically. It's also considered an open portal and an opportunity to move into a higher frequency. Now, this year, the equinoxes and the commencement of the astrological new year are particularly potent because they're working with the upcoming eclipses. As you may recall, the eclipses are taking place on the Aries and Libra nodal axis. Now, we're going to discuss the eclipses and more specifically the Libra lunar eclipse, which begins the first eclipse season of 2024 in an episode that's going to air later this week. It will be released on Friday. Yeah, that's two free episodes of Lunar Lover this week. But for now, know that from the equinox to roughly April 9, which is the last eclipse of this eclipse season, but it usually the energy keeps going for an extra couple of weeks, it's going to be big. It's going to be potent. It's very high vibrational energy. So you don't want to go wasting it. When the sun moves into Aries and the equinox occurs, it is officially the commencement of the new astrological new year. Did I say that right? I think there were too many news. It's the commencement of the astrological new year. That is because Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. And over the course of 12 months, the sun travels through all 12 signs, returning to Aries every March. This is the ultimate new beginning, right? We obviously get a new beginning every lunar cycle with the new moon. Think of this as the sun's version of new moon energy. In 2024, the energies of the new year are heightened by the upcoming Libra lunar eclipse on March 25. Although the eclipse is almost a week away from the equinox, just less than a week actually, we tend to feel eclipses up to a month before and a month after they arrive. Eclipses bring high intensity, transformative energy, pivots and forward momentum that can shake up our lives. Eclipses will affect us all differently, but on some level, we all experience a transformation of some kind or another. If you're going through your nodal return, so that means you have your natal north node in Aries and your natal south node in Libra, or you're going through your reverse nodal return, which is the reverse of that, north node Libra, south node Aries, you guys will be the most transformed and the most impacted through this. There will be lessons that present themselves to you in order to get you closer to your north node, okay? Again, we're going to discuss this eclipse in depth in Friday's episode, and we will continue discussing eclipses throughout the 2 weeks of eclipse season. However, knowing the eclipse is just around the corner, we can use the energies of the equinox on March 19/20, depending on what hemisphere you're in, to set intentions for what we wish to manifest in our lives. Personally, I'd be looking at the year ahead, use the equinox and the commencement of the new year to set intentions, change routine, and take action on what you desire. Set the highest vision for yourself and commit to directing your energy towards it this new year. You're off to a good start because Aries season is always going to help you put that energy into action. Aries season commences on the equinox, so again, March 19 in the Northern Hemisphere, March 20 in the Southern Hemisphere, and will run until April 20 in the Southern Hemisphere, April 19 in the Northern Hemisphere. Sometimes I really just wish we were all in the same time zone. Like, I get why we're not, but it's confusing for your little old host here sometimes. Stick with me though. If I only ever say one date, which is rare these days, I usually give you both hemispheres, but if I only ever say one date, it's the Southern Hemisphere, and my little Northern Hemisphere folks, you'll have to work it out for yourselves. But I always try and do my best. I've explained before on this podcast about Aries being like a newborn baby, right? The energy is like it's being born into the world for the very first time. And when you've just been born, you don't really know much, right? Everything is there to be discovered. I think if we can look at Aries this way, it gives us pause to understand in depth some of Aries' greatest strengths. And as always, its weaknesses too. Think about what happens when you enter a scenario where you have very little information, you're not sure what to expect, you've got no idea what's going to happen, who's going to be there, what the dangers are. You're terrified, right? Fear creeps in. Past experience tells you to be afraid. You're conscious of all the warnings you've heard in the past. Your mind imagines all of the different ways this scenario could play out. Aries doesn't really have this problem because Aries has yet to experience anything outside of itself. It only knows the self. There's nothing to be afraid of because it doesn't know what to fear. The ram is the part of us that does exactly what it wants to do. It doesn't think about what others think or how they will be perceived or even of the consequences. Its will triumphs over any intimidation, and this breeds an undeniable and somewhat enviable courage. Stephen Forrest, one of my favorite astrologers, describes Aries' courage beautifully. He calls it existential courage. He says, in a word, it is selfishness, a delicate art, not insensitivity, not narrowness, not manipulation, but the ability to say, this is my life. I have the right to seek whatever experiences I need to have. Nothing will stand between me and my growth. Not another person, not any circumstance, not even my own fears. Aries is the first sign, a fire sign, and it says, I need not be practical, like the earth signs. I will put aside my logical thought, like the air signs. And you know what? I need not consult my feelings, like the water signs, because I am yet to have those experiences. Aries is the freedom to do, to act, to follow the will. As a double air with an earth moon, I personally envy that kind of freedom and courage. The thing is, we all have Aries energy in us, right? We have all 12 signs in us. You're going to hear me saying that more and more and more this year. This is the first lesson of Aries for all of us and the part of Aries that resides in all of us. What if we treated every new situation, every new person, every new opportunity as a completely fresh experience? What if we didn't entertain the psychological back and forth of why we shouldn't or can't, or the fear or worry and anxiety based on a painful past? What utter fucking freedom. This is why we think of Aries as a new beginning. It's a fresh slate, a chance to tackle another trip around the sun with existential courage. Courage enables us to lead, to initiate, to be a pioneer. It beckons adventure, inspires us to succeed and to follow our desires for victorious results. But you see, courage, there is a blind side to it. A constantly courageous person, or in this case, astrological sign, is missing one vital ingredient which was built into the human psyche as a means of survival. And that, of course, is fear. The kind of fear that keeps us safe. This fearlessness can too easily evolve into impulsiveness, selfishness, impatience, and a distaste for authority. But if we dig a little deeper, we find a warrior, a survivor, the sign you want leading your army. As we enter Aries season 2024, think increased motivation, fresh starts, courageous moves, and inspired action. The eagerness, the boldness, the willingness to fight for what you believe. These are the qualities of Aries we're all being granted this month. The warrior says, stay strong, know your boundaries, fight for what you believe, but do choose your battles wisely. All right, let's talk about some ways we can work with this Aries energy. And this is really important for all of us because, like I said, the eclipses that are coming up are part of this Aries Libra nodal axis. So Aries energy, which is where the transiting north node is at the moment, has an important lesson for all of us. It's around independence. It's around autonomy. It's around leadership and taking initiative. It's around confidence, courage, and putting fear to the side, right? So ways we can work with Aries energy, connect with your inner fire. Yeah, we all have a fire in our belly. What is yours hungry for? What is it passionate about? Get curious and keep that fire burning by incorporating things into your life that continue to stoke it. Another beautiful way to tap into Aries energy is to exert energy. Yeah, go for a run, do a yoga class, punch a pillow, dance around the kitchen. Aries is physical and needs to move that fiery energy. And if it doesn't move, it tends to be quite explosive, especially if you do have planets in Aries in your chart. So hopefully the upside of all of this Aries energy is that we're going to all feel quite motivated this month, right? Especially during the eclipses. But part of having exacerbated Aries energy is that it can evolve into impulsiveness and anger, all the things I sort of spoke about. So if you are feeling frustration or anger or impulsiveness or impatience arise within you, go for a run. Yet move your body, move it through your body. While you're doing that, maybe after you do it, take 10 deep breaths. Aries energy is always quick to fire, right? So what if you just took 10 deep breaths before acting, speaking, or jumping in head first? Impatience is innately part of Aries energy. But if you can take a breath, take a beat, and then respond, oh, it's going to be so much better. I promise. I promise, I promise, I promise. Take the lead. Aries' objective is to obtain what it wants, and it does this through leadership and independence. Where in your life right now do you need to take the lead? It doesn't necessarily have to be among a group dynamic. You don't have to be the leader of a group. but take the lead in your own life. Stop waiting for things to happen and go ahead and make it happen. And then lastly, be assertive. It's an incredible lesson for fiery Aries. It's an important one to practice often as well. There can be a fine line between being assertive and being aggressive, but the distinction is clear, right? Can you put aggression to the side and rather be confident in your ability to stand up for yourself, express your needs and opinions, and set healthy boundaries in a calm and considered manner? It's a really good way to kick off a new year. It's a really good way to lead yourself into this next trip around the sun. All right, my loves, that is your Equinox Aries season, beginning of the astrological new year episode. This is my new year, Aries season. I feel like January, February, and most of March can feel like it drags a little bit, like nothing really happens or feels like it's kickstarted. And then Aries season hits and it's like, go, 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 go. And like I keep saying, you know, it's one thing for it to be a new year. It's one thing for it to be an equinox. It's one thing for it to be Aries season, which is a lot in itself. But we also kick off eclipse season in a week's time, and that will go for 2 weeks. But like I said, we feel it in the month lead up and the month after. So we're in it now, right? So the best thing you can do is look after yourself. Subscribers of the podcast had a bonus episode a couple of weeks ago that walked them through how to prepare. If you want to become a subscriber, you can, and you actually get access to the backlog of bonus episodes. So there's a link in the show notes of this episode or any Lunar Lover episode, actually, to become a subscriber for as little as $8 a month. We have another episode coming out on Friday, like I said, which will walk you through the lunar eclipse, which is happening on March 25. No matter what hemisphere you're in, we're all experiencing that on the same day. And that will drop. Yeah, that'll drop on Friday in order to prep you for its arrival on Monday. If you are an Ascendant subscriber, you will get a special lunar eclipse full moon circle that will drop on Sunday, March 24. So many episodes this week. I am actually losing my voice, which you may hear. All right, my loves, I will be back on Friday. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.